leg sitting on the top of Kilimanjaro. Well, you might be tempted to be doing something similar. It is, after all, the long weekend, and many folks are headed up into the hills. Maybe not necessarily as far as Kilimanjaro, but whatever you might be planning. We just had a conversation with our friends from Outdoor Warehouse. They've got some fabulous specials on right now, which you might be keen to go and explore before you head on out that way. But I mentioned to you at the start of this show that I have a very special guest lined up and ready to go. And it's a huge welcome to you, Kiran. Kiran Singhabaran. Now, that's a name that people conjure with because, depending on your point of view, I suppose it's fair to say that terribly excited that I've even been able to get this appointment because you're so busy. You're so backed up in terms of people trying to see you. It must be exhausting. But we'll get into that in just a while. Your public profile calls you a born intuitive psychic, a medium, a clairvoyant, a clairaudient, a clairsentient, and a claircognizant. Yo. And on top of that, you're a digital creator. Let's go back in time. For those that don't know you, how would you introduce yourself?
Good morning, Dave, and thank you for having me on your show. And yes, I am an intuitive. I'm a channeler, awakener, and a facilitator of spirit activities, a clairvoyant, which means clear seeing, clairaudient, which is clear hearing, clairsentient, which is clear feeling, and claircognizant, which is clear smell and taste.
Wow.
Okay. So the way that I work is that spirit comes to me, and I basically connect and facilitate that connection with spirit. And then I basically channel the messages and go through with everything that comes up from there. And then we've got to juggle with life and form a balance.
I mentioned going back in time because I'm fascinated to find out more about your life, about who you are, where you come from, and more importantly, what your influences have been. So let's go back. Where did you grow up?
Perfect. I'm, well, as everybody knows, I'm Kiran Singhabaran, and I was born in a little town called Escott. And thereafter, from a little kid, I was actually the odd one out, in inverted commas.
Were you always the odd one out?
Yes, I was always the odd one out, because from a kid, you'd find me more playing around in like graveyards, and you'd find me in forests, because there was a forest near where we lived. So you'd always find me collecting artifacts from there, playing around the rivers, playing around the trees, and running into caves and stuff like that.
Wow. So did people treat you, shall we say, with a fair amount of
caution?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's that crazy kid hanging out in graveyards. I mean, wow. It's like the Addams Family, dude.
Definitely. But I actually enjoyed my childhood, and growing up, my mom and my sister was my biggest influence, and they always understood me and understood my lifestyle. So they were encouraging. And then at the age of 12, my mom basically bought me my first set of tarot cards. And at the age of 13, I did my first public session, if you'd call it that.
So your family was supportive from the get-go. Is this? Do you have a history of the supernatural in your family?
No. I'm the first to actually implement it and delve into that side.
And why do you think you were chosen?
Well, I guess I'm special in more ways than one.
Well, there it is. Certainly, special is the word that comes to mind. I would imagine that there's a certain amount of fear for people around you who may believe, rightly or wrongly, that you can see what they're thinking. And have you had that before?
Yes, I have. There was an event that happened at a convention center before, and one of the articles that were published were the mind reader.
Can you read minds?
Sometimes yes, with telepathy, but it all depends on the environment that I'm in. If I'm comfortable, then yes, I can tune in. If not, then I will just zone out and just be normal.
So are you comfortable? Can I stop asking questions and you could just answer them? Because you, I'm just kidding. I'm having a bit of fun. But it's not normally a fun kind of subject we're talking about here. It's very, very serious. And I know that there are people in town who will not make a decision, quite literally, particularly business decision, without consulting you. It's a huge responsibility. Do you always get it right?
Yes, I always say 99.9% of time it's always accurate and correct because I do trust spirit. And yes, this is a topic that's taboo because it's misunderstood and it's always broadcast in a very negative aspect on media. But the reality of it is that it's only for guidance. It's not cast in stone that, yes, you have to follow this path. And when it comes to fear, everybody is fearful. And yes, the fear to me is just an illusion. And you either face everything and rise, or you fear everything, or you feel everything and run.
Wow. Well, we're going to get into this quite deeply today. If it's not a subject that you feel comfortable with or are, you know, prepared to listen to with an open mind, I suggest you tune out now. That's your right. We're going to continue on the Dave Charles Show with a little bit of music, and then I'll be back with my guest, Kieran, on the flip side of this one. It's Master Guetta with a tune called Shine Your Light. AG, Shine Your Light, a tune featuring Akon on the Dave Charles Show. And it's 10:15 on Thursday, the 2nd of April. My very special guest, Kieran Singarbaran, in the house. We've been talking a little bit about the background story, growing up in a fairly rural environment with people that must have been somewhat concerned with the fact that you were different, and your luckily mother being totally understanding and supportive, got you your first set of cards and your first public appearance happened very shortly thereafter. And away we go, because now it's fair to say that with a 6-month waiting list and an international clientele, you're certainly well established in your field. But we were talking a little bit off air about the fact that there are detractors, those that believe all of this is totally evil and shouldn't be dabbled in. And I think that stems from a kind of fear. You say that fear is simply an illusion. Can you explain that?
Fear is definitely an illusion, because the thing about fear is that if you enter the unknown, it's obviously your adrenaline that kicks in. Your body goes into shock. Your muscles start reacting in a different way. And if you actually stop and listen, your body actually speaks to you on a daily basis. And your body tells you when to react and how to react. But fear of the unknown, I mean, we all have that fear. If we take you and put you into a situation that you've never been familiar with, obviously your adrenaline will kick in, and then you're going to actually have that fright or flight, you know, that comes up.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be like fight and flight. That's the mode that we look at it as. But one of two things either happen. You either get in and you explore. It's like going to school on the first day. When you're a kid and you go to kindergarten, are you familiar with the environment? No. Almost every kid cries when they have to leave their parents. Separation anxiety. It's all about anxiety, stress, and it's all about your body's way on how you react. And it's about your communication and your understanding from a child growing up. And it's about understanding your environment that you're in, because everybody is different.
Surely.
You know,
the majority of your clients come to you because they want to know something that they intuitively are lacking or fearful of, or simply wanting to communicate and to confirm that they're on the right path. Would you, if I was to ask you, could you describe the kind of service or services that you provide, and what is the most popular request you receive?
Okay, with the services that I provide, it ranges. There's a vast array of services that I do provide. It's from tarot and oracles to numerology to spirit communication to channeling, working with the angels, getting messages from beyond, because that's my speciality. It's about working with realms in this realm and beyond. And it's always to look into the unknown, because to me, the way that I work is with the elementals, which is earth, air, fire, water, and, wind. So the thing that comes up is the five elements basically work with the different realms. So if you basically connect with them, the most request or the what can I say? The most common request that I get is about spirit communication.
So people want to speak to someone, a loved one that has passed on, or get information from someone that possibly they are hoping to reconnect with?
Lots of them would say that a dead man tells no tales, but I beg to differ.
Oh, really?
Yes, a dead man does tell a lot.
Wow. So what is the process? I mean, I know from experience that you tend not to tell, you tend to rather question. And you say, why is this happening? And who is that? Now, some might say, it's because you're now just fishing for clues. And then you can dazzle with your ability to put it all together. Psychosomatic. But what is your process?
The process that I work with is your date of birth. Because I always believe your date of birth is no coincidence to you. And it's like a workshop I held recently with dealing with the chakra system and the aura. Is that with your date of birth, you can decode a lot that comes up. So it's like the Akashic Records. It's your blueprint of your life. And the
so it's written in the stars already, your life?
80% of it is, yes.
So all you got to do is go along on the journey. There's not much you can do to change things.
There is not much, but sometimes forearmed is forewarned, or forewarned is forearmed. Because the thing is that if you, for example, know that, you're going to get hit by a truck on the side of the road, would you actually go and stand at that specific spot? No, you would not. So then
could you avoid being hit by someone warning you that you are going to be hit? Or is it not cast in stone that if you keep standing there, you will be hit?
Yes.
If you move, you'll be okay.
Yes.
Ah.
So that's what it is. And the way that I basically connect is the reason I would question, like, who is this person? Because sometimes with spirit communication, you can get a different array of spirits coming through. Sometimes it's not necessarily one spirit. So I always look for validation before proceeding forward. For example, if I had to be like, who's Dave? And if they tell me, okay, Dave was my dad. And okay, so why is he showing me, for example, the chest with like lung failure or lung cancer or something like that. And then they'd be like, because he had difficulty breathing and he was diagnosed with cancer. Okay, so we're on the right path. So let's go with the reading thereafter. And that's, well, most of the questions.
So you can identify who you're dealing with and confirm from the client that in fact it seems to be
yes. Yeah.
What would you say to those that are from a really skeptical point of view? Firstly, do you get people that are skeptical coming to see you?
I get skeptics day in and day out, Dave.
And after a consultation, are they changed?
A skeptic becomes a believer. I love working with skeptics.
Wow.
Especially when they sit there and then there's a moment that it was only they knew about and they'd be like the jaw drop.
And that's fairly frequent.
How did you
know that? If someone comes to see you and you know that they are going to die, would you tell them?
I wouldn't be direct in that sense and be like, oh, yay, in a week's time you're going to pass. No.
But could you see that? Have you ever seen that before?
I do occasionally. If I do see somebody lying in a coffin or if I do see a coffin, then that means that there is death that comes up. And I know 90% of the time whenever I dream about a coffin and a name on the coffin, that person does pass.
So it's quite a responsibility. I mean, you're talking to someone that is asking you all sorts of things and you can see that they are not going to be here for terribly long to worry about those things.
So all you
how
just,
do you go about then addressing that?
All you just do is like, you know what, forgive, let go and live life to the fullest because time is of the essence.
Now, again, from having asked around, you tend to give very positive responses. You tend to give very reassuring, very valuable information to calm that fear, that fright that we all experience. Is that part of what you do as well by default rather than giving bad news?
Yes. If there is bad news, I will always try and make it lighthearted so that you would not fear once again, because I don't believe in fear-based policy.
Ah. Do you fear anything?
Yes, I do.
What do you fear?
Frogs.
Frogs?
Yes.
Oh, I hear. I thought you were going to go into some deep spiritual... You fear frogs. Anything else?
No, I just fear frogs.
You don't fear getting old and getting infirm and getting, you know, ill and then passing on? You don't fear any of that?
No, it's part of life. And death I actually embrace. I don't fear death because it's the harsh reality of life and birth is the sweet lie.
And do you believe we get recycled, we come back, we come around again, or is it just this is one and done, this life?
No, we do take different births. Like I said, the date of birth is like the DNA of your life, because if we had to look at our structure, you see, the thing that lots of them get confused about is that if you reincarnate, how do you connect with spirit? But the way that I work is I work, you have two souls. You have your physical soul and you have your spiritual soul. So the soul that I connect with is the spirit soul. It's not your physical soul. Your physical soul goes on its own journey and it can take a different birth. It can take a different dimension. It can go into any realm. But your spirit soul will always be connected to the Akashic Records. It's like your DNA. You can pass today and 50 years later, they take a sample and they can still validate that, yes, it's you.
Okay. Let's take another breather and we'll be back on the flip side of this one. It's the Captain and Tennille Singh Gabran, who is probably the most highly desirable or desired medium, intuitive, psychic, medium, clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant. Generally speaking, he is a man that connects with another realm to give you information if you're a believer and you're keen to find out more about whatever it is, but he is so popular that it's a 6-month waiting list at least to get to see him. That's got to be something difficult to manage.
Well, I actually have an app that manages everything for me. So what I basically do is there is a link on my profile, and if you click onto that link, it takes you directly to the available appointments. So
and it, literally, you're more popular than most cardiologists in town. Do you charge as much?
Maybe.
That's a very personal question. I will divert now to something a little bit more interesting in terms of business, because I think it's important to understand that it's not just personal information that you specialize in, but also you have given very sound advice to people in a commercial sense. Do you find that that is a service that you render more and more?
Yes, lots of them look for business directions so that as to not make a mistake, or just to validate that, okay, the option that they have is the correct option for them, or should they deviate into something that's going to work out for them. So 99% of the time we basically give them advice on to how to take the approach and which direction to go with. For example, if somebody decides, okay, I'm going into import and export, but your numbers are not vibrating to that essence, so I'll be like, okay, fair enough, you want to go into import and export, but did you actually look at an option of maybe doing your own product, or maybe doing some other design, or maybe importing from some other country? And then they'd be like, no, why would I want to do that? And then I'd be like, maybe you can give it a try and let's see how it goes. And then they come back 6 months to a year later and they're like, I followed your advice and my business is a success. And that makes me happy. If somebody comes back with positive feedback and there's a smile on their dial, that's enough for me.
So is that what really motivates you to get people through life with a bit of optimism and hope?
Yes, it's to take you through the storms of life and to help you navigate through the rough seas.
What is a typical consultation like? If someone coming to you for the first time was to approach your consultation, what can they expect?
I'll be honest with you, lots of them when they come through for the first time and I'll be like, what can I do for you? And they'd say, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, there you go. You know, really.
So that's how we basically do it. Or they'd come in with a specific purpose, like, I have a health issue. How could I overcome this? Or maybe I have a decision that's pending, or I can't seem to find the way with this. So can you help me? And then, yes, I would definitely try my best to do so.
And relationships has got to be, you know, we live in a world where it seems that marriage in the traditional sense is an institution that has done its time. People don't seem to be able to stick to each other for particularly, you know, long enough to even get to know each other, and then moving on, and there's heartbreak and heartache. And I think everyone ultimately wants the same thing. I think we all want love, ultimately.
Dev, let's be honest, does love actually exist in this day and age? Because to me, love is just a simple four-letter word until it's given a meaning. But that meaning comes through trials and tribulations. And the truth of the matter is that every relationship falls apart because of the lack of communication, compromise, and understanding. The miscommunication that goes on and misunderstandings are the biggest deterrent in relationships in this day and age. And people fall in love with the idea of love, not really love itself. And the reason the breakups and divorce rates are so high is because everybody has the idea of what they want and how they want it. Nobody's actually willing to take that stand and be like, okay, this is the person I want to be with. Let's fight these battles together. And I think ego is the biggest destruction of every relationship.
So coming into you for the first time, someone that says, well, I don't know what I'm here for, but they kind of do, but they you know, just don't want to open up necessarily. The environment that you operate in, is it fairly neutral, or does it have a sort of spirituality element to it to set the scene?
Well, before it had a spirituality effect to it, but now it's completely neutral. The entire space has done a 360. And transformation is always good. So it's fairly neutral now, and everybody is comfortable. Before as well, everyone was comfortable, but lots of them would walk in and tell me, okay, your energy is a bit too high, or I'm actually afraid of entering the space. And now it's like more subtle with soft music in the background, with the sounds of nature that actually calms you automatically.
And it's important to be calm, I think.
Yes.
In any kind of environment like that. You obviously have a wide range of clients, and I'm talking about a wide range of beliefs, spiritual beliefs, religious beliefs. Even the most skeptical, I believe, have been to see, and I'm talking about, you know, in public, I am dead against this guy, but in private, they come and see you.
Yes, most definitely. I've had that many a times. And somebody would be like, this is private and confidential. Obviously, we're not broadcasting it, you know. So every session is private and confidential. But a lot of them in public hold up an image, or they stay up to an image. And the thing is that if they see me walking in public, all they do from behind is like smile, and that's it. But I mean, everything, like I said, is private and confidential. So the other person would not know.
And that confidentiality ethic is sacrosanct. You are almost, in a sense, sworn to it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Either by compact or design, but either way. And it's important, that, because you deal with a lot of people and a lot of issues that, well, let's say, could be quite harmful if they reach the public domain. And I'm sure that it's a big responsibility.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Have you ever had to deal with someone that you absolutely don't like?
Yes, Dave.
And how do you do that?
I deal with it with a smile. It's like water off a duck's back. All you basically do is you breathe in, breathe out, you calm yourself down, and just think of it as a field of sunflowers or daisies.
Oh, well, there it is. Field of sunflowers and daisies. And you've also done quite a lot of media work. I believe at one stage you were on the radio answering questions from strange people phoning in. And how does that work?
I basically work with energy. So if I hear a voice and I work with the date of birth, I can connect from there. So yes, I've been on radio a lot, and I've been on TV interviews as well.
Have you ever thought of putting out a podcast?
I'm actually in the process of doing something like that.
Because that is the future, I believe. On demand. Listening, yes. On demand. And that's what we're going to wrap up with right now, because Kieran is an extraordinarily busy man. And we've been, over half an hour of your time has been spent, for which I thank you tremendously. And this will be up as a podcast as well, so if you'd like to listen to it again, or if you've only just caught the end of it, or if you'd like to share it, that's available to you. Also up as a reel, so you'll be able to see what Kieran looks like, and you'll be able to identify him, and he will look at you as a field of daisies or sunflowers. Kieran, is there anything that I haven't covered that you would like to before we say cheers?
No, it's perfectly fine, Dave.
For anyone wanting to make an appointment, let's just go back on that, because I think there are going to be a lot of people wanting to knock on your door shortly. Give us the details of your website or your booking portal, your app.
Okay, to basically book an appointment, you send a WhatsApp to the WhatsApp number, which is 072-933-9223. Again, 072-933-9223. And there's an automated message that comes up with the link on there. Or if you click onto my WhatsApp profile, the link is on there. And it's out on social media as well, on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
And there you have it, folks. You've met him on the Dave Charles Show this morning. Kieran Singh Garbaran, very, very special guest. Thank you so much for making the time. I feel uplifted already. Can you believe it? And I look forward to our next conversation, Kieran.
Thank you for having me, Dave.